Well, everyone from marine engine makers to environmental watchdogs gathered at the Kodiak Harbor Convention Center yesterday for the annual Comfish Alaska trade show. Businesses set out bowls of chocolate that attracted children and fishermen alike. One vendor flew all the way from Belgium for the three-day occasion. Mark Van Kirkhoven represents the boot-making company Bikina. He says their product is a good alternative to what we usually wear.
We have a better boot for the canneries, for the processing plants, compared to those extra tough boots. Because it's a much, much lighter boot, they have much more comfort. At the same time, it's a material which is thermo-insulating.
Van Kirkhoven was the lone boot representative on the main floor. Meanwhile, downstairs, Cook Inlet Keeper, a nonprofit group formed to protect the Cook Inlet watershed, staffed one of the booths there. They had pamphlets for the Chwitna Citizens Coalition. The coalition was founded in 2007 to protect the Chwitna River, 45 miles west of Anchorage, from coal mine development that is threatening that Salmon River. Caitlin Vodla, the Central Peninsula organizer for Inlet Keeper, says she's concerned about the industry development in the particular area, but is also concerned about the long-term effects of the approval.
If this project goes through, they have leases to a bunch of other pieces of land, and they could develop a whole bunch of wetlands and other salmon spawning areas all over Cook Inlet. Basically, it's a precedent-setting decision. Alaska has never allowed a company to mine through a salmon stream before.
Forums up the street in the harbor room of the Kodiak Inn always attract a good deal of attention. Yesterday afternoon, Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott, Kodiak Representative Louise Stutes, and the top two officials from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game were there to talk about state and federal waters fisheries and the move to merge the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission into Fish and Game. Forums continue today at 10 o'clock with presentations from the Alaska Sea Grant Marine Advisory Program, Alaska Fisheries Science Center, North Pacific Research Board, and the Kodiak Regional Aquaculture Association. Comfish continues through tomorrow, and we've got a list of the forums and a map of the exhibitors on our website. You can also find it at comfishalaska.com. They are also streaming online the forums at the Comfish Alaska website.